2-8-5-1-5-7-3 is not available.
I don't know if that's actually her, so I don't want to leave a message.
Oh, if anyone's got this for you.
Okay. All right, what is that?
Her cell.
Oh, her cell phone. Thank you. 5-5-4-6-2-5-1-9 Sorry.
This one here.
Hi. It's really not that.
Hard to remember.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and...
I wonder, do I, if I dial 417 on a 546?
Don't dial 417 on it.
It's not going through if I don't. Hold on. Or should I not dial 1?
Don't dial the 1.
Okay.
It's just 9546.
Actually, the 546 didn't work. Just simply 546. I skipped the 1 but kept the 417. And that worked.
Which number are we on?
Because it's not long distance, but it requires an area code. I guess I read the wrong number. I'm going to go with this. There's one that looks like a cell phone number on my sheet. Speaking with
Joanne,
thank you.
McDowell.
Hello, Joanne. This is Jeff Reynolds. Yeah. This is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you in okay time?
Yes, you're fine.
Hey, we're looking at your Hall of Fame motel on 76 and looking at the valuation here that the county has. The county has 2.174 mil. You are requesting it to be what?
Well, I spoke with her yesterday, I guess it was.
Okay.
And
she's here with us.
I'm sorry?
She's here with us in here, so.
Oh, okay. And on one of the evaluations where she had it was some ungodly amount of money. $6 million, did you see that?
I don't see anything that says $6 million.
No.
Okay, it's on the sheet. She did. Where it says the valuation like 2020, 2019, and 2018. Do you have that sheet?
I don't.
Well, that's probably based on the cap rate or something and average.
Is that well, what? On 2020, she had $1,119,390.
That was your COVID amount?
2019, she had $6,901,798.29. And then on 2018, she had 509,772. So the discrepancies on each one of these is very, very different. And so I had called her, and she said, oh, yes, she did see that. So I don't know if she changed it and that made any difference or what.
Putting the numbers in the formula, because you had that insurance that you put in for your...
But that's not
right.
Income.
But it came out. It also came out. So it went in at the top, but it came out as principal on mortgage. So it was a disallowed expense. So again, when we came out at the end on your total value, it was $2,559,288, which is higher than what we've got for costs.
I don't see.
That's what we've got.
Then you must have refigured. I don't see that on this sheet.
Right. So I did refigure it. So you come out, like I said, to $2,559,288. But by cost, when we do the cost method, you're only at
$2,174,126.
Yeah.
So, Joanne, what we've been doing basically is giving a discount. I mean, you've been paying the at one point you were 1.5 mil. It got lowered to 1.4 mil. They did reassess this year, and it got jumped up to 2.1 mil. At any rate, so what we've been doing is a 10% discount because of COVID. So in that regard, I make a motion that we adjust the BOE value of BOE number 56, the Hall of Fame Hotel, to 1.95 million.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. So the valuation, we lowered it for to
1,950,000.
Correct.
Okay. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that certainly seems more in the ballpark than what the other figures show.
Yeah. Noted. Thank you. You'll be getting something in the mail in about 2 weeks in that regard. Joanne.
Okay. Perfect. I appreciate it, and I know you guys have a job to do, but we also have bills to pay.
So we are very aware. Yes, absolutely, and we appreciate your investment in the area and the taxes that you pay are real dollars that go out of your account, and we are sensitive to that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your effort in going back and looking at this, and go ahead and send me what you need to send.
All right. Have a great day, Joanne. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Legacy 1000 Hill.
We do
this here's the one where this here's the
yeah. No, those I know are, we're it says in person, so
the Legacy and the Kingsgate are Mr. Ruta.
Okay, what are we doing? Do you know anything of what we're doing with that, or
at the end? He said leave it alone and we'd fix things in December. So I don't know what he meant by that. I'm confused. I can always put in for assessor error if something isn't right. And he said we would discuss it.
The Legacy operations and the Kingsgate operations, let me go to those real quick. Because I think those are like those common element.
Yeah. I thought I voted on one of those.
Well, you did on...
I thought it was on the
Residence.
Majestic. I did the Majestic.
Majestic and the Residence.
The
so what happened here was these are not just straight pools. These are clubhouses, at least the one. And so that's why.
Part of the clubhouse.
Is that Legacy?
This here is Legacy.
So that that value on that unit.
Can I see what it was last year? So it looks like about just in like not much. I mean, it would it seemed like 10% ish, 11%.
So, do we have this down as residential?
No, I would say so.
So it's probably just an index, which might be why you said leave it alone. But I don't know.
What was okay? So I'm gonna make a motion that we deny BOE number 67.
Second.
All in favor, say aye. Aye. Motion stands. I guess we could have covered that at the end, but. BOE number 68, that's the Kingsgate operations. What was the difference in the...
Now, this one here, I think, is a pool. Let me go to it real quick.
On pools, we were making those 530, weren't we? But I thought he said he had a different arrangement with this one.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, the members are paying for it as part of their HOA. So that's why I think he said leave that one alone.
Okay.
So
I'm going to make a motion on BOE number 68 that we deny the change in valuation. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. All right, the BMA.
What are you going to do anything with 57?
Not yet. It says in person, and.
Well, that was the other day.
I'm with you. Let me.
BMA's teleconference.
Okay. Yeah, we tried calling them the other day a couple times.
317.
I thought we talked to Mike about that.
They, I don't know.
Did we come up with a
no.
$12 million or something like that?
I don't think we came up with that.
Oh, you're talking about Combs?
Yeah.
That I was saying $12 million. Now he's wanting to go down to 6 or something. He's.
It was at 6.
Huh?
It was at 6.
Something like that. So. He bought it in 2014 for $7 million.
At what rate do you think hotels have been going up over the course of the past 5 years? Do you think a 3% rate, 5%? How much have they been going up?
Well, they're going down for several years. That's why all these adjustments happen.
And remember, he's got 477 rooms.
Yeah. That's kind of a... And probably wishes he had, like you said, 250 rooms.
Yeah, and I want to show you this because I'm, you know, I'm not trying to play whack-a-mole with you guys.
Which BMA are we looking at?
We're looking at Mr. Combs Hospitality. Oh. All right, so that's what he paid. This, he gave me the numbers. This is what he comes at if I pull the restaurant out, because he doesn't show his management fees or anything, so the numbers are what they are. If you leave the restaurant in, which he wants to do, that takes you all the way down to that number, which I don't think is fair. That's not quite right either. So, I mean, you have those to look at.
Well, considering the amount of loss that he had last year, it was a massive amount. I mean, how do you operate with that kind of loss, and then you got to recoup it?
So this, both of these are going to be his numbers. This one, like I said, I take the restaurant out of it, and that's where I get the 12. If I leave the restaurant in with all of his losses, it gives you this green number right here. And then again, like I said, he bought it for this, so I may not...